AP Radio News, I'm Ross Simpson. A big recall of airbags is getting even bigger. Airbag maker Takata Corporation has agreed to declare almost 34 million of its inflator mechanisms defective. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says this effectively doubles the number of cars and trucks affected so far.
This recall involves 11 auto manufacturers, many different parts suppliers, not just Takata, and roughly double the number of vehicles built in the United States.
Many of Takata's airbags can explode with too much force, sending shrapnel into the passenger compartment. The airbags are blamed for at least 6 deaths worldwide. Railroad unions are urging Amtrak to put a second crew member in locomotives. This in the wake of that deadly derailment last week in Philadelphia. In the meantime, the gravely injured lead conductor is suing Amtrak for negligence.
Conductor Emilio Fonseca broke his back, his neck, and both shoulders in last week's crash. He also has head injuries and is still in critical condition. His attorney, Bruce Nagel, says Fonseca was in the first car restroom when train 188 derailed.
He recalls the acceleration, and the rest is a bit of a blur at this time, but I'm sure it will come back to him in bits and pieces.
Fonseca's lawsuit doesn't specify damages. He hasn't been able to speak with investigators yet. Nagel says despite his injuries, the conductor was able to crawl out of the wreckage and warn passengers about live electrical wires before EMTs took him to the hospital. I'm Warren Levinson.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest is still trying to put a positive spin on a setback suffered by Iraqi security forces when Islamic militants seized control of Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province.
The president is mindful that this is not a short-term proposition. That's something that the president has indicated on a number of occasions. The president's also mindful of the fact that we're going to have days of progress and periods of setback.
This is AP Radio News. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft says his team will not appeal a $1 million fine and loss of 2 draft choices levied by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell for the Patriots' use of deflated footballs in the AFC Championship game.
I'm going to accept reluctantly what he has given to us and not continue this dialogue and rhetoric. And we won't appeal.
Kraft told NFL owners at a meeting in San Francisco he's putting the league before his franchise. Hillary Rodham Clinton is pressing the State Department to speed up the release of 55,000 emails from her days as Secretary of State. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials were up about 14 points. The S&P was behind just over a point. And the NASDAQ had lost 8 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.